Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's always a pleasure. My website is www.jbsba.com. Tim Berry is our guest. Tim is the president and the founder of Palo Alto Software, and he is the world's business planning expert, and he's our good friend. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Oh, very nice to be with you again.
As always.
New year.
Yeah. Tim, one of the things I know you got on your mind is something that I think is very important, especially as we start a new year, and that's to focus on some of the things that we do really well, some of the things that we don't do so well, and some of the things that might be in our way. And a lot of people call that the SWOT method. Won't you tell us what that means?
Love to. SWOT is a funny little buzzword that sometimes MBA types use against non-MBA types. Very simple. SWOT stands for Strengths, Weaknesses, Opportunities, and Threats. And what we recommend is that an individual or a company, either way, every so often, like once a year at least, sit down, change your mood, change your perspective, and look at your own business doing a SWOT analysis. So strengths, weaknesses, or opportunities and threats, that means in the beginning, as simple as take a large piece of paper or a whiteboard or some, you know, whatever you're going to discuss with, and you divide it into four quadrants, and one of them is for strengths, one of them is for weaknesses, one of them is for opportunities, one of them is threats, and you start to list and you start to talk and you look at your business.
Well, and this is an exercise that really needs to be done away from the phones, away from interruptions. You got your best minds together in one room, and you've got their attitudes. You know, they're not focusing on the customer of the moment or the problem of the day or the challenge of the week. They're looking at they're you know, this is where you get your folks into a helicopter and go up into another orbit where you can really focus on the big picture, aren't they?
Yeah, this is definitely sometimes, what was the old cliche, the medium is the message. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the format of SWOT ends up generating discussions that might not otherwise have been had. And that's really very important in a business, to look at a different angle and look in a different way. So as you go through these, now, there's a fine point that helps is strengths and weaknesses are attributes of your company, inherent in your company. You can change them over time, but they're inside. They're talking about looking at us and what we are and who we are and what our strengths and weaknesses are. So those are the first two. And opportunities and threats are external to your company. So people sometimes, well, okay, is it a weakness or a threat? Is it a strength or an opportunity? Well, that's a very important cutoff. Opportunities and threats are a good way to look at what's out there, what's heading towards you. Is it a truck full of goodies or a freight train that's heading right at your face?
Yeah,
you know,
is it going on? Is it a possibility that we can take advantage of, or is it something that we're not ready for and it's going to run over us instead?
And, of course, either way, whether it's a threat or an opportunity, either way, you want to be aware of it, and your business plan gives you a way to look at the future and deal with it. In general, strategy is working towards strengths and away from weaknesses.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you recommend that there be a SWOT analysis in a business plan?
I definitely, without doubt, recommend that a SWOT analysis be part of the process. Whether or not it actually gets produced inside the document depends on your exact situation. If you're sending a business plan to a bank to back up a loan,
mm-hmm.
depending on the relationship with the bank, you may not want to show weaknesses or threats. That's understandable. Sometimes a business plan is a document that is almost like a sales document. So you don't necessarily show these things. But you definitely do it, because what it gives you is this chance. There's a different vision in a SWOT analysis. There's some special benefits. And we'll let me hold that off for a minute to go back to your question.
Hold that thought just a second.
Okay.
And when we come back, folks, I want to talk about the SWOT analysis, because I think this is really important. But at the same time, I do want us to integrate this into how it would manifest in the business plan. And it wouldn't be a section called SWOT. It would be integrated, as I said. And we're going to get Tim to help us with that right after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us.
Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
We're back at 17 till, and ladies and gentlemen, that music is not just coincidental. It's not just part of the really cool bumper music we have. We do have that song available. But Tim Berry is our guest this half hour. And Tim, that music's for you, because today, literally, not this month, but today, is our sixth anniversary together.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
How about that?
I know it's just a couple months from your sixth anniversary of when you started.
No, actually, yeah, exactly. That was back in November. And
you started in November, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And so within a couple of months, you were on the show, And I just want to say, on behalf of my audience and my organization, I want to thank you for your steadfast support of all that we do.
Oh, I've been so happy to have an opportunity every so often to drop in and talk about these topics that I really care about. Frankly, I'm very glad to do it.
Well, Tim, folks, as I said, is Mr. Business Plan around the world, and people know him as the world's expert in that area. And he's been teaching us about these things and how to run our companies better just about every month. At least about once a month for the last 6 years, and that's a significant commitment for him to do that, and we appreciate it. Tim, we're talking about the SWOT method, and we were talking about how to conduct it. I think maybe we ought to go ahead and get back into the conducting part and then talk about in a little bit about how to integrate it into the business plan. But we, you know, to me, I think one of these exercises, the SWOT exercise, is best done when, as I said, when things are quiet and you can go around the room and literally take each one and say, okay, what are our strengths? And you list, as you said, you list them on the board, don't you?
Definitely, yeah. You set the environment as brainstorming. All right, people, we're going to get together here, and there are no bad ideas. We just want to collect ideas.
Right.
We don't want to criticize and know and whatever, because that stifles thought, and people need to be put in that mood. There's a special brainstorming mood where you say ahead of time, we're not going to be criticizing, we're just generating ideas. And it turns out that research shows that creativity correlates with lots of ideas, including dumb ones, not with just coming up with good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So we get into that mood, and I mentioned before the break benefits. One of the things that I've discovered in small business, we have 35 employees, is that something like the SWOT creates a format in which people will talk more openly about things that they might not otherwise bring up. For example, in my company, it turned out in one SWOT analysis that several of them felt it would have been better if I did more of being president and less of actual programming the product, the software
mm-hmm.
product.
Mm-hmm.
It grew up with me programming years ago, but we hired people and we had structure, and I'm kind of a cowboy with programming where I'll go in and fix something fast. People didn't feel comfortable with me being founder and president to say, well, we really would be more efficient if you weren't every so often doing the code.
And it took the kind of a mood, the kind of a setting that we were describing earlier to get that out, didn't it?
Exactly. So we're in a SWOT discussion now, and we're talking about, okay, now what are our weaknesses? And the person who brought this up felt much more empowered to talk about it because, okay, we're doing a SWOT, and that's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's not like he has to walk in and tell the president, you know, we'd really be better off
right.
if you wouldn't do the code anymore.
You've set the stage for this kind of dialogue.
And then, for me, from the point of view of founder and president, I want to know that they think that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know that, you know, it's I don't that just makes the company better. I don't have it's not like, oh, you've hurt my feelings. It's
right.
like this makes the company better, but you guys had to say that, you know. And then, of course, once they say it in that particular example, you think, well, what an idiot! It was obvious, you know. But
mm-hmm.
sometimes things that are obvious don't have the opportunity to come out. Or just another example, different things that will come out, internal communications will come out in some cases. The discussion gives people an opportunity to talk about things that they might not otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm repeating, but that's a very important benefit.
What about now, the strengths and weaknesses? The strengths are going to be pretty easy to come up with. But you know, you might miss some of them, so you need to think about some of those. One of the good things about the strengths part of it is that you get to remind yourself about what you guys do pretty well. Now, the weaknesses thing, that's where it can get a little bit painful. But you've got to, even if it hurts a little bit, you got to identify them, don't you? You got to put them on the board.
Well, now think for a second when we're right here. Think about how they flow into your plan. You're going to want to address weaknesses in a plan. If you have poor internal communications, then that's a tip off that, well, we better have more meetings or whatever. Weaknesses in a plan are things that you're going to try to change over time. Strengths are also very important in a plan because strengths ought to map right into strategy.
Right.
If I'm strategy is working towards strengths. So you've got things that, whether or not you include the actual SWOT analysis in your plan, and many do. I said earlier, it's a matter of the context of the plan, whether or not it's actually physically included.
Right.
It's definitely in the process because it's going to help you generate strategy.
Well, Tim, hold on to that thought. When we
okay.
come back, folks, we're going to talk about how the opportunities and threats manifest in the meeting that you're talking about and how they should manifest in your business plan, the one you're going to take to the bank to get the loan or to the investor to get the equity capital. Tim Till, stay with us. Or maybe just the one you're going to keep on your desk so you can manage your business better. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Tim Berry, the president of Palo Alto Software, one of our outstanding partners in all the things that we do. Tim, I know you like to tell people about your bplans.com website. Give us a little thumbnail about it.
Bplans.com is the world's largest resource for business plans with sample plans that are complete. You can read them front to finish right on the web. We've got 60 sample business plans, 30 sample marketing plans, some web plans. We've got some really interesting tools. You can do startup costs. You can do a cash flow view and some other things right there on the web at bplans.com.
This is really a business plan school. It's a business plan library, isn't it?
Business plan, yes, definitely, and it's all free.
Yeah.
There are ads there for other things, but everything you do there, all the content there is free. No
right.
membership required and no money required.
We appreciate that very much. And then of course, that's the great thing about Tim is he wants to make sure that if you buy his product, his business planning product, that you've already learned a little bit about the whole concept and that you'll be successful with it. And that's one of the reasons why his company is the top business planning company in the software company in the world. Tim, let's get back to the opportunities and threats and integrate those into our business plan. Tell us about those.
Yes. You want to be aware of both. And if you just think of why an opportunity would go into your business plan and why a threat would go into your business plan, well, yes, there are obvious reasons. But let's go even a little further to how can I work better? How can I work these SWOTs better? Now, first of all, we're talking about benefits of SWOT. We talked about how it helps generate discussion. One of the benefits here of doing this once a year when you're looking at your business plan is simply the point of view and vision. You're going to take the time to look at opportunities and threats, and you're going to gather a few people together, and that brainstorming will help. If you don't do it, sometimes, although these things are always coming at you, sometimes you don't get out of the routine, you don't see them. So that's a benefit, the vision there. But going back into, okay, well, what do I do? To look at opportunities, first look at, okay, how do I take my strengths and relate them and build actual programs to take advantage of opportunities? And then look at, how do I deal with minimizing my weaknesses so that they won't get in the way of opportunities? And you do some lists. And from those lists, you'll generate some good programs for your business plan, good ideas for the business plan, and some that you won't be able to pay attention to because they take too much resources or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you move over to your threats and respond to threats, or at least generate a business plan view on threats. Doing the same thing. First, I look at my strengths. How do these strengths relate to avoiding the threats or minimizing the threats? And then you look at your weaknesses, too, and you say, how does each of these weaknesses on the list relate to moving away from threats or minimizing threats? And in each case, it generates lists, ideally, of activities that you could actually do. Do you hire somebody? Do you reshuffle? Do you put a bit of budget into some new area? Do you look at a new product development or changing your signage or whatever? It generates thoughts that go into the business plan and help you use the business plan to deal with the future.
One of the things that I like about when I think about threats and opportunities is the word for crisis is the fact that the word for crisis in Chinese is displayed with two characters, one meaning danger and the other meaning opportunity. And the thing is, it's you know, the a lot of times, if you've done a good job with your strengths and weaknesses, as you were talking about, Tim, then what you thought of a threat yesterday might actually today wind up getting over in the opportunity column.
Yeah, interesting. And well, look at strengths and weaknesses, too. There's an important point here. Over time, I mean, strengths and weaknesses are attributes of your company. They mm-hmm. are. This is things we are.
Yeah.
But over time, through a business planning process, you can change your SWOT.
Right.
And this is very nice when you look at, I've been doing this with my company with some of the same key people, most of the same key people that the 9 or 10 that are in this have been with us 5 years or more.
Tim, I'm going to have to let that be the last word. Thank you very much. Good job today helping us understand the SWOT analysis approach. Thank you very much. And thanks again for six outstanding years. Looking forward to six more.
And thank you very much for having me.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't forget, this program really is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.